Welcome. One interesting phenomenon you might be experiencing that you are adapting to the pandemic. At first, social distancing was a shock. The whole thing was frightening. Now it's the new normal. And that actually might be a good thing. You're finding your way. But there are times when that adaptation is not such a good thing. It's called hedonic adaptation. The first time something wonderful happens, you meet your partner, you have a child, you accomplish a big task at work, it's a thrill. But we all get used to that stuff. And it takes something else, even bigger, to get back to that thrill state. And that can really wear on you. You're always in search of the next thrill. Essential to your science-based happiness is your ability to appreciate life anew every day, to come to your gifts and blessings and recognize there was a time when you saw them as such, but over time, maybe the volume has been turned down. You've become numb to these gifts and blessings, whether it's a child, your partner, your health, your home. Can you come to it with so much heart and appreciation? And of course, this message of gratitude, you've heard it millions of times. Like anything else, it just gets old. You get used to it. But what if a legacy from this pandemic could be your very special and very conscious ability to wake up at your will? Meditation is a perfect example. Right now, instead of just going through the motions, can you really get into it, immerse in it, breathe in more deeply than usual? Many of you have told me that when you're stressed, your meditation practice suffers. And you'd think it would be just the opposite. You'd think when you're stressed, you'd want to meditate more. So whether it's stress or the numbness that comes with hedonic adaptation, we all have this layer of dust that stands between us and the fullest appreciation possible. Question for you. Can you think of someone who you used to appreciate? Maybe there was a time when you really celebrated this person. And can you use this moment right now and awaken that deepest appreciation? Direct that feeling to this person. So take a moment to get more comfortable. And who is this person that you're going to feel a renewed appreciation for? Bring them into your mind and heart. And just as a little example, I remember a very good friend of mine, when his mom died, he said the thing he missed most about his mom was how she just drove him crazy about the little things. And he just missed that about his mom. So whoever you are appreciating right now, let's send them some loving kindness. Thinking of this person and repeating, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at peace. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to awaken and direct your appreciation. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at peace. if your attention wandered, thinking of this person, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at peace. Coming back to the moment. When it comes to the science of your happiness, one thing to be very aware of, hedonic adaptation, your nature of getting used to people and stuff that used to be an incredible blessing. What if a legacy from this pandemic could be your very special ability to wake up at will every single day? Can you consciously tune in and turn on the deepest appreciation and direct that to someone who you consider a blessing in your life? May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at peace. See you tomorrow.
So uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. Well, you made me feel.
Show.